NADVS. Yeah, Sean, the air gun was a really good time. I had that thing dialed in. The scope max elevation with the dialing in it, I could have put a better scope on it, but I was able to shoot 130 yards like nothing, like very consistently. I had good dope on it, but it was just, you price them out. You know what they cost. I can get three rifles for what they cost, so I moved it along and not upset about it. And as far as the kid thing, yeah, I mean, I don't want to say fed to the wolves at 17, but I moved to Maryland at 17 years old to go play lacrosse at a private school and had never been on my own before that. And I just figured it out. I didn't know how to do laundry. I didn't really know how to cook. I didn't know how to do a single thing. I was, you know, 17, dumb. And my mom took good care of me as a kid. I'll never, ever take that away from my parents. But it was like, as soon as I hit the age of adulthood, they're like, all right, good luck, figure it out. And, I mean, it's been the same story ever since. Even today, like, I called them yesterday. I'm like, will you guys come hang out with the kids for a little bit? I got a call to go kill some groundhogs. And they're like, oh, no, we're busy. And I'm like, all right, whatever. So we all loaded up, and they had a great time. The kids, you know, I got 600 miles on my truck, and they're bouncing off the walls in it, so that was fun. But they all unbuckled in their car seats, and they were all sitting in the back seat, and they were helping me spot groundhogs and stuff. I mean, obviously, you got to settle them down every now and again, but I am doing everything in my power to make sure my kids are not going to turn out like the kids today, like these Gen Z idiots, where they're just incompetent, incapable, and entitled. And I'll be damned if my kids want a participation trophy. So I'm doing what I can to let them loose, protect them, parent them, but also you're going to figure it out on your own.